The Colonial School Board has voted to hold a second referendum vote June 6th. The district's first attempt in February failed. The second attempt again seeks an additional 38 cents per $100 of a home's assessed value, phased in over 2 years, to bolster the district's operating budget by $10.9 million. The first time around, that request lost by nearly 900 votes. And because of anticipated cuts in state funding, district officials say this ask will only cover operating and growth needs and not expansion of any initiatives. Colonial is also dropping its capital request of 1.4 cents per $100 of assessed value, which failed by 540 votes in February. That would have raised $4.7 million to install secure entrances at all district schools over the next 3 years. In response to February's failed referendum, the district has already enacted a hiring, spending, and travel freeze. Should this attempt fall short with voters, Colonial officials say they'll need to make $4 million in cuts. That would require the elimination of 170 jobs across all departments, increasing class sizes, and other cost-saving moves. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.